So the Gemara said, "Amar Chisda Loishani Ela B'Shtei Nisus." Aval the Nisa Achaz Donim. Ma'ayis the Yishim Hashetav the Nisa Achaz Havoi. Ve'kamo Yedein Donim. Ela Iyit Ma'ahok Iyit Ma'loishani Ela Nisa Achaz Ke'en Shtei Nisus. Ve'chidoni Ke'en Shtei Averes. Aval Nisa Achaz Averes Achaz Donim. Yeah, so yesterday we had a few deals that seemed all to conduce to the same idea. I think we're going to see that further today. And first of all, Rumadayak, why did Rav Chisda say such a strange lashon? Lashon el misa achas aval shtei misas donim. Really, it's not totally in misas, it's totally in averis. So why the focus on misas at all? So the Gemara says that it means shtei misas means shtei averis, ke'en shtei misas. So say shtei averis. Why say shtei misas? Why is such a misleading lashon? Then we had a question also. Why is it even talking averis? Rashi's mashma of shtei averis means like Shabbos and avodah zarah. Why not within Shabbos itself? Zeh becharisha v'zeh bezriya. It's a different kind of hilchos b'schos. Here you have hilchos charisha. You have hilchos zriya. Very totally different halachos. Or within avodah zarah, zeh bezipuach v'zeh benisuch. That it doesn't say. It says only Shabbos and avodah zarah. We had also some diukim in Rashi. Won't go over again right now. But I thought this seems to be leading to the idea that it really is a halacha of shtei misas. Even though the shorish halacha is the after mahapik b'schus before you can mechayim miso, but at the end of the day, the halacha is ein donim shtei misas v'yamechor, and it doesn't lose. That's together. Even though it's hard to understand why that should be, but Lamai said it seems we'll see from the Hemshech HaSugya also very strongly that together hadavar is shtei misas v'yamechor. And shtei misas means either skila v'chenek, shtei misas mamish, or even Rav Chisda comes and he says shtei misas means the Mishnah just says shtei misas. Maybe shtei misas means two identical misas. So Rav Chisda says no, shtei misas v'yamecha means two different misas. Marad Chachil thought that means kipshutoi, skila and shreifa and chenek, different misas entirely. But Shimon Meshetach was all skila. So the Marad says it means ke'en shtei misas. Shabbos and Avodah Zarah is also called shtei misas. Why? Because the skill of Shabbos is a different skill than the skill of Avodah Zarah. Since this is a skill of Chil Shabbos, and this is a skill of Avodah Zarah, meaning this chi of skill comes from Mechalei Amos Yumos, and this chi of skill comes from the parasha of skill of Avodah Zarah. The Torah says Avodah Zarah is chi of skill. Those are two different mechayim of skill, two different parashas of skill. So that's called shtei misas. But within Shabbos, even though it could be different ways of being Mechal Shabbos, different halachos, you have to look up different Rabbi Kivegers, different Ta'egli Tals, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they're both a skila of Chil Shabbos. It's the exact same skila. That's not Ke'en Shtei Misas. If you have two people in Mechal Shabbos in different ways, but they get the exact same skila, there it's not Ke'en Shtei Misas. If it's not Ke'en Shtei Misas, then you can be Dan Vie Mechor. That's Rav Chisda's Chiddush, that already could be Dan Vie Mechor. Yeah. Can you?
Right.
Yeah, you're right. So maybe at this point it's not mamish mukhuf this word.
Okay. No, so
but I think the Hemshech will see more rise to it.
I grant the case of Baskun Bolo is very very strong, but
right.
Rashi says in the Mishnah that
it was
Ein Ra'ah
Se'en Shabbos. Yeah, Rashi Taka says Ein Ra'ah Se'en Shabbos. Yeah, Rashi Taka says Ein Ra'ah Se'en Shabbos. What's all the time?
Which it is?
The Shtei Averis Ka'amar, the Ein Ra'ah Se'en Shabbos. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Maybe it is me showing different
takes on the Torah. Let's wait till we get to it. So anyway, this is what I'm thinking. You're right, there's a problem here. It's because, right, because the Rashi in the Mishnah says Ein Raya Seim Shabbos. The reason why by Shtei Averis you can't be Dan B'Yan Echad, Rashi says because Ein Raya Seim Shabbos. The way I'm saying it, it's like a high new level of abstraction, that it's a different Shem Misa, the Misa of Shabbos, and the Skill of Shabbos is a different Shem Skill than the Skill of Avodah Zarah. And it's not really, we sort of lost our connection to the Shayr Shalacha, which is the Ein Raya Seim Shabbos. And that's a problem. I'm not going to know what's going to be with that problem. Well, let's see where we're going. I don't know, maybe we're going to crash and burn. We'll see. Let's see where it takes us. Yeah.
Is it possible that maybe based on the Rambam, the Rambam says the halacha in terms of kind of includes it with the fact that we're afraid that basically look like Rosven or Hagwan?
I think the Rambam's a different shita, but let's say yeah.
So it could be maybe the whole back before the Gemara. Before I just say it's Rashi, the Rambam is just saying the whole thing is that about whether or not we're allowed to view the patient's allowed to see more than one case. Or a case with more than one avera, and then why? Because we're afraid that if they're viewing more than one case in one day, so that people are going to view them as Rotsven. Rashi saying holds the same way. He's just saying that that the reason that people are going to view them as Rotsven is because they're going to say they're viewing more than one case in one day. They don't have time to be ma'ayin ba. And that's when Rashi, every time he says that, that's what he's concerned with. So in the Mishnah, he says that Rashi is not Shabbos. So he's afraid
it's not so much anyway. Same Shabbos. The basin won't really have time to be ma'ayin. Is that if
we're afraid that the Am is going to view basin as oh, they don't really care. They don't really take their time to be ma'ayin in the cases because they're doing two different things.
I don't know how we gain that much by that. So that I'm not sure that we gain that much by saying that.
No, because it explains why Rashi says what he says and how it fits into the.
Right, but then we're still going to have the objection. Basically, this is the objection. That at the end of the day, if you have two different Melechah Shabbos, you cycle somebody for two different Melechah Shabbos, I mean, people aren't going to know what Melechah he did. They'll only know that
it's all Shabbos, so therefore they don't view based. If it's all about the way people are viewing based as Rotzkin or not, so then it makes more sense to group things together. It's one Chilul Shabbos, it's one Isra Bazar.
Maybe we'll say that people. It's saying a lot. It's a lot of speculation. Maybe
it's
because you're in Rashi. The Rambam. I thought I would talk about the Rambam at the end, but maybe I already mentioned now. The Rambam. Let me get a Rambam. Where's the Rambam here?
Valid.
The Rambam says, "Shichin based in lehis yashiv b'dinin nefashis lehamtin v'lo yaitzu." The Rambam puts this together, this halacha of Ein Danim and Shnayim V'Yemechad, lumps it together with the idea of based in Chavlonim. Based shouldn't be done too much, should not be done Dinei Nefashos too quickly. It should be reluctant to be done Dinei Nefashos. To the extent that a based in who once every 7 years is hiring nefesh, so we look askance at such a beis din. We're not really doing the job. So this also that's the Ein Danim Shnayim V'Yemechad sounds like in the Rambam. It's not because of the mahapich b'schus. It has to do with the hariga itself. Beis din should not be mass executioners, and Shnayim V'Yemechad is already too much. I think the Rambam is a shitosa. The Rambam goes on and says. The Rambam says, what's the case of Avera Achas Umisa Achas? Rav Chisda says that Avera Achas Umisa Achas Donim. What's the case of Avera Achas Umisa Achas? So the Rambam says, Noyef im Noyefes. According to Rashi, what's the regular case? What's the simple case of Misa Achas Vavera Achas? That you're done B'yom Echad. Shchil Shabbos, Shnei Mechil Shabbos, Shnei Mavod Zorah. You have 100 Mechalali Shabbos. That's called Misa Achas Vavera Achas. The Rambam says the case of Misa Achas Vavera Achas is Kigoyim Noyef in Noyefes. Smash in the Rambam, that the Rambam learned. The Rambam learned different pshat and chizuk altogether. Misa achas v'avera achas means that they did one ma'aseh avera together. But noyef with a noyefes, you give it down to yom echad. But two mechalel Shabbos, according to the Rambam, that's shtei averos. I think it's clear in the Rambam that way. The Rambam is How do I read it again? Hayu shneim be'avera achas u'misa achas. If they, that's Rav Chisda's halacha. Avera achas u'misa achas would don't be a mechot. But what's Rav Chisda's case? What does that mean? Avera achas u'misa achas kegoyim noyefim noyefes. Noyefim noyefes you don't be a mechot. But it sounds very clearly in the Rambam that if it's anything less than noyefim noyefes, meaning it's just like, you know, two noyefim or two mechali shabbos or two oydei vadezor, that you're not don't be a mechot. I think it's very clear in the Rambam, and I think the Rambam Shitosa Yois, the Rambam learns that the reason for this halacha is that the basement shouldn't look like chavlonim. So what's the difference? What's the difference? How do mechalei Shabbos when they kill b'yamechod? Why don't they look like chavlonim? They're killing so many mechalei Shabbos b'yamechod. Doesn't that look like based on the chavlonim? Rambam says in Echanamik that's called based on the chavlonim too. It's only when it was one episode, it was one mice, and noyef im noyefes, that already doesn't look like a based on chavlonim. That already we could do b'yamechod. Unless it was Bas Koyin Oyla, where they have two different mises. So even though it's one Misa, but since it's two different mises, so that also somehow looks like based in Chavlonim. Not quite sure why. I guess Bapshuta you could say, because I don't know, Taka, why is that more based in Chavlonim? How's the Rambam going to learn the case? Let's see a question, Taka. I wasn't going to talk about this now, but we're here. How's the Rambam going to learn the case of Bas Koyin v'zoyme me'zoyme me'ho? Why is the Gemara said that's also called Ein Donim Shnayim v'yoyim Echad? I'm sorry, that's also called that's also Bas Koyin v'zoyme me'zoyme me'ho. So since she's a Bas Koyin, so it's not the same Iso, so you can't be done v'yoyim Echad. But apparently a Bas Yisrael v'zoyme me'zoyme me'ho, you could be done v'yoyim Echad. According to the Rambam, why they're not doing one ma'aseh, it's two different ma'aseh. Here, we know this is Sichah Lishnah.
He says,
the same Misa. I don't actually think that's what the Hashem is saying. We'll worry about that by the Hashem. But the Pshat is according to the Rambam, the mile of noyefim noyefes. You understand what I'm asking? The Chor, what it says in the Rambam is that to kill could be two people that are exactly the same avera, in exactly the same way, and the Rambam says you're still not allowed to kill them b'yamechad because that's a based in chavlon. So you have two mechal shabbos, you cannot kill them b'yamechad. It's based in chavlon. The only time you can kill a b'yamechad is noyef im leefes. The point of shad is because noyef im leefes is one ma'isa. So that already, that's to kill them together. That's not called based in chavlonim because that was one episode, was one scandal. So they go out. That's not two different stories. That's one story. Unless they had two different mises. She was b'shreif and he was b'chenek. Then even that you can't do b'yamechad. That's the Rambam's take on the Gemara. So I'm asking, what about the next case in the Gemara? Bas koyin v'zoyim v'zoyim meho. Bas koyin v'zoyim v'zoyim meho. That's also, it's two different mises. You can't kill him b'yamechad. But the implication is, bas yisroel v'zoyim v'zoyim meho. You could kill b'yamechad. Why could you kill him b'yamechad? The chor is not one mises. It's two different mises. This is the mises that she was mizana. This is the mises that he was, they said, Eidus Sheker. The chor is two different mises. So how could you kill him b'yamechad? Why isn't that also part of based on the chablonim? So we'll see later, b'hemshech, the Ari Shalim will say that for other reasons, that Bas Koyin v'zoyim v'zoyim meho is altogether lav davka. It should be taken out of the Gemara. So maybe the Rambam also didn't have it. The Rambam Maisa doesn't bring it. But I was thinking, this is really what I was thinking, it was what you're basically you're saying, that the Nekud of Noyef and Efes is not that it was one Maisa. The Nekud of Noyef and Efes is that one Misa entails the other. The one Misa, logically, they're connected logically. That's the point. It's not the point they were Mizana together. The point is that the Chiyuv of the Noyef and the Chiyuv of the Neyefes, they come from a single, they're logically entailed. One entails the other logically. If he was Noyef, if he was a Noyef, then there was a Neyefes. And if she was a Neyefes, then there was a Noyef. So the Misa of the Noyef implies that there's a Misa for the Neyefes. And the Misa of the Neyefes implies that there's a Misa for the Noyef. I mean, of course, it could happen that we have the Noyef and we didn't catch the Neyefes. But that doesn't matter. The point is, the chi of misa of the noyef implies a chi of misa for the noyefes. So Mimela, taking them out together, that's not called based in Chavlonim, because these two Chiyuvei Miso are logically connected. So that's true by Baskayim v'Zayimim Meho as well. The Chiyuv of the Eid of the Chiyuv of the Zayimim Zayimim logically entails the Chiyuv of the Baskay of the Bas Yisrael also. Because when we're Mazim, the Mazimim, so that the right, we had a Bas Yisrael, she was Mazana. Even though from the Ephes, they were Mazana together. Then we had Edom were made on them. Then we were Mazim the Edom, so the Bas Yisrael went free. And now we're Mazim the Mazimim. So obviously, logically, being Mazim the Mazimim is going to entail being Mechayev, the original people. So since the two Chiyuvim logically entail, one logically entails the other, so therefore that's not called the Beis Din Chavlona. Because Beis Din is doing, yes, it's two different Mises, but they're two different Mises that are logically connected, so it's still not a Beis Din Chavlona. Unless they happen to be two different Mises, and then for some reason that is a Beis Din Chavlona. Yeah. I mean, what's the difference if she's a Bas Kain? What's the difference between Streif and Chenek? Yeah, I know. I talked this before. Why does Streif and Chenek make a difference? If the Mice is Naif and Ephes and the logically connected, so what does it matter that it's Streif and that it's Chenek? Well, maybe it does matter. Maybe it's less logically connected. The Chi of Chenek of the let's say, Zayim Mezayimim, the Chi of Chenek of the Zayim Mezayimim implies logically that there is somebody out there else who's going to be Chayiv Chenek, but it does not logically imply that there's somebody out there who's Chayiv Streifa. Same thing with the Noyif and the Neifis. The fact that the Noyif is Chayiv Chenek does not logically entail, it logically entails that there must be somebody else who's also Chayiv Chenek, but it doesn't logically entail that somebody out there is Chayiv Streifa. So that already, there you have two Mises where one doesn't logically entail the other. I mean, maybe the Streifa entails the Chenek, but the Chenek doesn't entail the Streifa. So that already is called that these are two independent Mises. Yeah, I got me each Logan because her by Bas Yisrael the Zayim Zayimim, the Chiyuv of the Zayim Zayimim entails the Chiyuv of the Noyif, but the Chiyuv of the Noyif doesn't entail the Chiyuv of the Zayim Zayimim. So it doesn't seem to have to go in both directions. So why don't I say the Chiyuv of the Bas Koyin entails that there's a Chiyuv Chenek of the Baal? So who cares that it doesn't go the other way? Not sure. Yeah.
It sounds like there's two factors at play here, and they're both revolving around the same issues. We're concerned with what the Am is going to view the Beis Din as Havlan or not. So by a case where one factor is does it look to the Am like Beis Din is investigating the case properly enough? So by the case of Zom Mezomeha, In every situation, my Bas Kohen and my Bas Yisrael, Mimela, it's the same case. We're trying to figure out whether or not she, if the Edom are Zomim or not, and that directly affects her. It's the same exact case. So by being Ma'ayin in the Zomim Mezomeha, or her herself, it's all within the same case. So
but by Bas Kohen, we say that she, by Bas Kohen,
they can't be down on the same day.
Right.
So that's the second factor. The second factor is even if you can say that they are being ma'ayim in the same case, if it's two misos, it's also going to look like.
Okay.
The
what you're saying, you don't really have to get into the being ma'ayim because in the Rambam we don't have this notion of being ma'ayim.
No, because
you don't have to introduce it
because it's all about whether or not they're being ma'ayim. So that's why.
No, but I don't know. We need that. It's a dayenu to say. What's the minimum we need to say in the Rambam? Because the Rambam doesn't say anything about being ma'ayim. He says based on chavlon. But we can say like this, that on the one hand, when the two Mises are entailed, so it doesn't look like based on Chavlon. When two Mises are logically connected, one entails the other, then they don't look like based on Chavlonim. But when one is Bishreifa and one is Bechenek, then they do look like based on Chavlonim. Not, like I said a few minutes ago, because then the Chenek didn't entail the Shreifa. That's not the point. They're still logically connected. It's time another way to look like based on the Chavlon. If they take one guy out to the base of Skila and the other guy out to the base of Shreifa, then even though they are logically connected, but it's an aggregating factor that also makes them look like based on the Chavlon.
I think you do have to say the Ma'ayan thing just based on how you have to read the Gemara otherwise.
Right.
Misa Hasavira Hasi, you seem like two separate things. And I'm also going to have to explain why it says like.
Well, let's think of it. Has the Ram learned the Gemara? The Gemara says, Rav Chista said, Lo Shanu Elo Misa Achas. So the Gemara thought that that means, I think it starts off probably the Rambam the same as the point to everybody else. The Gemara thought that means you can't do scale, you can't do skila and shreifa, but you could do 100 skilas, you could do shmeinim skilas or v'yemecha, not a problem.
Why?
Yeah, maybe that doesn't work for chavlon. Maybe chavlon and only what based in is you know, scattered. They're all over the, you know, they're all over the.
Right. It only looks like they're chavlon if it's two different misos, but if it's one misa.
Right. One misa doesn't look like chavlon. Frank the Gemara, but Rav Shimon Shetach was misa achas. Shimon Shetach was misa achas. So the Gemara said, and still looks like chavlon. Says the Gemara, no, you don't. You have it wrong. That's not Rav Chisda meant. Rav Chisda meant. Avera achas umisa achas, meaning two mises that are logically connected, that you could do b'yom echad. Avera achas, according to the Rambam, avera achas means poshup shah, one mice avera, like meyef and neyefas. That's a little problem because of Bas Yisrael, the zayim meizim there, where it's not mamish one mice. So saying, well, maybe avera achas doesn't have to be mamish one mice, but avera achas means that it's like one din Torah, because the two din Torahs are logically intertwined. Again, I don't have to be both directions, but they're logically connected one with the other, so it becomes one din Torah, and that's called Avera Achas. So basically what Rav Chisda said is that if it was Avera Achas, Lo Yishonu, Rav Chisda says, the Lashon of Chisda comes out very modern, but Rav Chisda says that the halacha that you can't be dan shnayim b'yom echad is only where it was shtei mises, meaning that it was two different averas, two different mice avera that were unrelated to each other. But if it was, and that's called shtei avera. If his lashon was shtei mises, the Gemara calls that means avera, means shtei. What's the lashon of the Gemara? Shtei avera is ke'en shtei mises, something like that.
Misa achas
ke'en shtei mises. El yif meloy shtei misa achas ke'en shtei mises.
Which is
shtei averus. So misa achas ke'en shtei misus, which is shtei averus, means two people are getting the same iso, but it's ke'en shtei misus because one didn't tell you it has nothing to do with the other. The lashon is very stuck. Because why is that called? Why is that called? It's a funny way to say it. That's called ke'en shtei misus. Misa achas ke'en shtei misus is where you have two people getting the same iso, but it's coming out of two din tires. So say two din tires, two chiyuv. I know, it's just a very, very elaborate way. And they're actually, we had a whole lumbus. But in the Rambam, it's just a very elaborate way to say, what's the chor, a very simple thing. That what basically what Chris is saying, according to the Rambam, is that if two people have an entire that is one chult, like it's one story in the newspaper, Noyef and the Ephes, or Bas Yisrael, or Zayim Zaymeh, where the two Torahs are logically intertwined with each other, says Rav Chisda that you could be down via Mechor. Okay? Unless they happen to be two different Mises. So Rav Chisda is saying that in a very, very funny way. Loishonu ele Misa achas ke'en shtei Mises, ke'goin shtei Averis. And that means, Misa achas ke'en shtei Mises, ke'goin shtei Averis, means two people getting the same Mises for unrelated reasons.
It sounds like
Gemara
is just trying to reread what
Rav Chisda said. But why did Rav Chisda say that? Why did Rav Chisda say it in such a funny way? Why, I don't know. For the Rambam, the Lashon of the Gemara is less Geshmak. In Rashi, we had its own Geshmak way to read the Lashon of Rav Chisda. But in the Rambam, I don't know. But the Maaseh, that's how the Rambam reads the Gemara. What am I going to do? Maybe we could find something better, but some deeper explanation. But that's the Chorah, the Rambam reads the Gemara. Lashon of Misa Achas Ke'en Shnei Misas means two people who are getting the same Misa, but for unrelated reasons, that's Shtei Averis. But Misa Achas, meaning two people who are getting the same Misa, and it's connected, because it's Noyef and Neyefes, that already we're done. Yeah. I don't know. The Lashon Gemara bothers me, but the Maaseh, that is Shitas Aram.
I think the Lashon Gemara could actually work out with the Rambam, because the Rambam's, his whole thing is that we shouldn't look like Rotskin, right? So if you have two different Misas, then it looks even more of Rotskin. And so the Chiddush now of this Ke'in Shtei Misos is that even if it's two Averis, so it looks like two separate files, meaning that the Klal is going to look at Beis Din as seeing two different cases. When they're two Averis, people look at it from the outside as two different cases. So Ke'in Shtei Misos is because obviously Shtei Misos is what causes people to look at it as more than one. So I think it fits nicely with.
So misa achas ke ein shtei misos means two different
this
cases.
This also looks like two fives.
That
like
looks,
the
like
misa.
Looks like
two different. I hear. The only thing is, if I was the Gemara, if I was a Chizda, I would say just the opposite. Two misas looks like two cases. The way a Chizda is saying it, two cases. You can't be done two cases because two cases looks like two misas. Isn't the other way? You can't be done two different cases via echad, even though it happened to be the same misa, but it's two different cases. Because two different cases looks like two different misas. Like one is healing, one is kind of. Isn't it just the opposite? The problem with being done two different misas, skila and chenek, even though they happen to be coming out of the same case, is that from the outside it looks like it's two different cases. So it's just the opposite. Shtei, our chitta should say, you know, that shtei misa is ke'en shtei averis. You're not done. You're not done shtei misas ke'en shtei averis. Like if you're baskoyen or boyolo, so it's shtei misas, so that's like ke'en shtei averis, because from the outside it looks like two different cases. Chitta said it the other way around.
But it's ke'in shtei misos. It has the same effect as shtei misos. Just
it
like
has the same, right? But which one is the more obvious? Which is the less obvious?
That's shtei misos. If you're playing out a skila and a srifa,
that's worse too. For the outside world, the fact that if you knew what was going on, it's more intuitively obvious that I don't know. It just seems to me it's the other way around. If you have two different, totally unrelated cases, that's it based on chavlonim. Where it's the same case, this happens to be two different visas, I would think that's less obviously called based on chavlona, but we say no, even that, it looks like people aren't going to make distinctions, they're going to think like it's two different cases. But you hear it the other way around. People are going to, if you have, Rav Chisda seems to be saying, if you have two totally different cases, people are going to make a mistake and think that it's two different misas.
Two separate files. Look at it as two separate things.
Yeah, whatever, two cases, files are different.
I'm just saying that from that outsider's viewpoint, mm-hmm. two misas looks like a lot, right? It looks like
separate. Why does two misas look like a lot? Because it looks like two cases.
Because it looks like two cases. And
so if it's the other way around. He should say shtei misas is getting
shtei. But they don't know the small details of
the
two.
Yeah, so but which one is the more? What's the maris ayin and what's the real problem? The real problem is shtei averis. The maris ayin is the shtei misas. Just to say it the other way. I don't know. Maybe I didn't get some gemara. I don't know. I don't know what to do with that. But I think I used those. I used my tokens up for that. okay, I don't know. Can't solve all the problems. Let's go back to. Oh, it's a lot of hands. okay, it's one, two, three, and then it's.
I didn't really understand how Rabbi Diya could go on Noach and Olepas. I thought the Rambam was quoting Noach and Olepas not because of this inherent, unique details about the fact that their Gemara dims are simultaneous to each other. I thought just because the Gemara in the question brought that case as the paradigm case of myself of Avirafat. Not La Fuke Shabbos or anything like that.
Why didn't bring it as a paradigm?
No, that was the case
again.
That the Gemara brought. Okay, it's not the paradigm case, it's
the case that
the Gemara
brought. You can't forget, in the Gemara it's enough, the Gemara brought a Braitha, you can't be Dan Shnai B'Yamechad, Afilu Noyef in the office. So the Gemara is brought, in the Braitha it's brought as an extreme case. That you cannot, that even by Noyef in the office, you can't be Dan B'Yamechad. Which the Gemara asks, is not true, because you could be Dan B'Yamechad and Noyef in the office. That was Chizda's whole Chiddush. And the Gemara answers, it means like this. You can't be done two people via Mechot. Even a Noyef and a Ephes, when they have two different Mises, you also can't be done via Mechot.
But the case being, the Gemara...
If it's a Baskai in
a Baal. Give you an example of a case of Mises. I mean, at the end of the day, the Gemara brought an example of a case of a Vera Chas Misachas as Noyef and Ephes. So the Rambam didn't bring up an example.
Yeah, but it's broad as... it's in the Gemara, it's broad...
Extreme, but that doesn't mean
it's broad as an extreme... In the Bryce itself... is afilu. That means it's an extreme case of closeness, of unity. I would have thought you could be done if you're nechot. So even this case, which is where they're very connected, you still can't be done via nechot. And the Gemara is bothered by that because it shouldn't be true. The Gemara says, well, it's baskoy neboil, but it's still an extreme case. This is a case where the two chiyuv and misa are very close to each other, very closely related. I would have thought this already could be able to be done by an echot. Says the Gemara, no, Eve says the Braisa, even this you can't be done by
Eve.
So now, even the Maskana, so it comes out, which we understand also intuitively, that Noi Mefes is a very extreme case of things being close to each other. Now, if the Rambam wants to tell me a halacha that here are the cases where you could be done by Yemechot, so he's telling me the least Mechodeshtika case. He should tell me the most Mechodeshtika case. He tells me a case of Noi Mefes, that's a very extreme case. Why is he telling me? He's telling me the case that's most obvious you could be down by Yom Echad. He should tell me the case that are less obvious you could be down by Yom Echad, like two chilul Shabbos. It's the opposite of the Gemara. In the Gemara, I expect the Brice is talking about a case where you're not down by Yom Echad. So he tells me the most mechudishtik case that you cannot be down by Yom Echad. The most mechudishtik case that you can't be down by Yom Echad is Noyef and Efes by Bas Koyin Abayel. That's the most extreme case where I'd have thought here already you should be able to be Dabi and Echad. So the Bryce says, no, even this is not be an Echad. But the Rambam is telling me that there's halacha that some things you could be Dabi and Echad. Generally, not Dabi and Echad, but some things, Avera Achas, you could be Dabi and Echad. So I want the Rambam to tell me the maximum chiddush of what you could be Dabi and Echad. And what does the Rambam tell me? Noyef and Efes. He should tell me much more mechuddishtika things, even if it's not a Noyef and Efes. Yet the Afila runs the other way. The Rambam should say that Aveira Achas Yudan B'Yemechad, even if it's not a Noyef and Efes. So it's not the paradigmatic case in the Gemara. In the Gemara, it's the paradigm. It's the extreme case where you could be Dan B'Yemechad if it's Bas Koyin Abayel. And the Rambam, I want the extreme case in the Braisa, it's the extreme case that you cannot be Dan B'Yemechad. The Rambam needs to tell me the extreme case that you could be Dan B'Yemechad. The extreme case that you could be down by Yemecha is not Noyef and Eofes, unless it is. And that's apparently what's going on in the Rambam. The Rambam holds the case that you could be down by Yemecha is only Noyef and Eofes, not anything else.
I'm not sure why we're reading the Rambam as about people's perception. I know the Havana idea, but I think that the Rambam is saying the exact opposite. I thought Rambam was saying a long line of Rush. It starts off by saying, Srikhan Beitim Lis Yashi, Bidin Hafashos, Lahamdin, Oyit. Slowly and look at. Then he goes and he says, "And if you kill too often, you're a bunch of idiots. You guys are killers." He's not saying that people will think. And then he goes on and says, "That's because probably in those 7 years, you should have only been doing it once every 7 years. You're doing it way too often. You're probably messing up. Okay, but there's no way we're going to even let you judge more than one misa. Misa not.
Say maybe even the Rambam chavlonim has to do with how much they were right.
And then he goes on.
You may be right.
And then he goes on weiter though. The Rambam. So when he says misa, he doesn't mean. I know that Mark Havni was Misa meant different types of Misa. And the Rambam's going to use that too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because he holds that you're allowed to do only one execution per day with whatever facts there might be. And that's where he says it's stopped for one Misa of Eira, because that's the exact same fact. And that's what Rebbe was talking about. But what about by Bas Kohen or Bo'ala?
Mm-hmm.
There's different facts for either one of them. Her Srefa isn't just random, that she has Srefa versus that. For him getting killed here, he was with a Bas Yisrael. He's getting chenek no matter what. So he can get killed. We can dispense with him. We'll do his misa today. Hers requires more fact checking. It's a totally separate case. The Rambam's rule is that for every case, for all the facts that are involved, in order to do a misa achas, one execution, right? Meaning not the loss of one life, but one exact detail which will lead to a loss of life. So that requires one day. Anything more than that, you're not doing your job in investigation. Yeah, sure, if you kill too often, every day you're killing another person, that you're a chablan.
Okay, everything he's saying is good. The one thing I'm wondering about, not a question what you're saying, but just if we're going to say in the Rambam that he had the girsa of Bas Koyin Abayin, which I don't know that he had. You know, the Rambam, they want to say that it's just a Tzircha Lishna, and the Rambam doesn't even bring it. But if we'll say that the Rambam did have it, again, he very, very well may not, after all, he doesn't bring it. But if he did have it, then in the terms that you're presenting, and it's hard to understand the difference between Metzias and how much they have to be done and Siyashim and so on between a Bas Yisrael B'Zayim B'Zayim Me'el and a Bas Koyin B'Zayim B'Zayim Me'el. Either way, Beis Din has to think about two different things. They have to think about Hilchas Znus and then they have to think about Hilchas Eizayim. So how come, and I would understand very much why these two different days, even though it's like one, there's a connection over here and there's a logical connect entailment and so on, but at the end of the day, Beis Din has to think about two different things. They have to be Siyashim involved. Okay, but then already, so what's the difference between Bas Yisrael and Bas Koyin? So maybe in the Chanani, maybe it's Sichar Lishna. That's really, in a way, the Ran's Kashin. He said, what's the difference? Bas Yisrael also is two different others. So we'll be Machnes that in the Rambam, and we're fine. So there's no Kashin over here. The Rambam will be in good company with with her many and the Ram. Yeah, and the Harayah that the Ram doesn't bring. So maybe that's good enough. Maybe we're just good while we're ahead. We'll say like that. The Ram didn't have Bas Koyim as Zayim as Zayim Be'er because the Taka doesn't make any sense. They still have one. Bas Koyim, you say by Bas, by Noyef and Noyef, is the Nat Chavlonim because it's the same Iyun. And by Bas Koyim, there's a different Iyun because they have to be Ma'ayin and Hukas Bas Koyim. What's your Bas Koyim? When are you Ma'ayin Bas Koyim? The straight one.
We're
basically using in the Rambam the notion that Bas Koyim of oil, the void is because you need an extra unit for the Bas Koyim. We'll see, maybe in Rashi also like that. Okay, fine. So we have here a lot of possibilities in the Rambam. Yeah, you took
in.
From the fact that there is a sheet who holds,
that's
you mean the Yeshayimer?
That's going to be an issue.
But let's dial the service. The Yeshayimer we have to look at separately because he says very strange things. He says what he holds, but it's hard to understand what it means. Look, why should I take issue with you? That's what, Rambam aside, what I've been saying the whole time since yesterday is that even in Shittas Rashi, in the way Rashi learns the Gemara, I think there's mashmoyus here in the Gemara itself that we don't measure it case by case with how much Iyun it requires. We measure it by, after all, Charisha and Zriya, this guy was Charish and this one was Zareya, that requires very different Iyun. So in the Rambam, it's great because Rambam would say, Yutaki can't kill him by a mechot, because these are two different people, you can't kill him by a mechot. Of course, you can't kill him by a mechot. But the Fi Rashi, Vashari Yishonim, who say that you need Shtei Aveiros, Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. But Shabbos and Shabbos, you could kill B'yom Echad. It's different halachas, and it should need different iyunim. So we already saw it. That's my thesis, that we really don't look at, even though Rashi says, I don't know, that was the question we had before, even though Rashi in the Mishnah says it has to do with the iyun, but I don't think in the application we measured by the iyun, we measured by the Chiyuv Misa. And yes, you're right, I think when we get to the Yeshayimim in the Rabbeinu Yoina, we'll see that even more, that it really doesn't have anything to do with the iyun. But maybe we'll see by Yedani. Also, you know, let's wait till we get to the. We're really doing things the wrong way. Let's get to the end of the sugya, and then we can rethink all of it. We can rethink everything. Also, yeah.
In terms of Chisson Lashon within Shita's Rambam, so the Gemara is just explaining what Shtei Mises means. Like the word, the phrase Shtei Mises can mean two different things. Like, yeah. Fish and fish here. Like it can mean two.
Types of Misa.
Or two cases of Misa.
Right.
So it's just explaining Misa Amstation Misas, meaning that's the type of Shtei Misas that Chris was talking about. He wasn't trying to say what the cases of the Marasai was.
Oh. Okay. Chris said, Loishon Ele Misa Achas. Loishon Ele Shtei Misas. Aval Misa Achas Donin. So I thought it meant two different types. So it has Mishtim with Shem and Meshetach. That the Gemara, no, that's not where Rav Chisda meant. Rav Chisda meant Avera Achas, Misa Achas Ke'en Shtei Misois, Umay Niu Shtei Averas. He's saying that's a fancy way of saying, not what I was saying before, that it looks like two different types. It's just a fancy way of saying that when Rav Chisda said Shtei Misois, he didn't mean two different types of Misois, he just meant two people dying.
Two cases of
Misois. And that's Rav Chisda. Lo Yishonu Elo Shtei Misois. That the din that you're not dan shnai v'yom echad is only by two different people dying, but misa achas, if it's the same people dying, then we are dan. Okay, so then the Gemara asks from noyef and neyefes.
So not people dying, but
right, which cases. Correct the Gemara, but what about? So Rav Chisda says misa achas means one case of misa, like noyef and neyefes. What about but we have a Bryce that says I feel noyef and neyefes. So the Gemara says that's bas koyin ubayala. Bas koyin ubayala, you cannot be dan b'yom echad. Why not? Because there's two different types of misa. But as far as we know, as far as we've seen, we just finished saying that really two different types of misa doesn't matter. So now it seems that matters also. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, well, they both matter.
Right, but how does the Gemara take that halacha from?
Well,
If that all that, according to Chorlofi the Rambam, that's something that's new now, emerging in this, that's popping up in the sugya. The way you want, the way you're saying is good, and tenable. But the way you want to read the Gemara is saying like this: the Gemara to have me know that Rav Chisda was talking about different types of misa. Lashon Hashem misa and types of misa. In fact, Gemara doesn't work with Shimon and Shetach. There was one type of misa. Says the Gemara, no, Rav Chisda was never. Well, you're suggesting Rav Chisda was never talking about types of misa. Rav Chisda was only talking about cases. And what Rav Chisda said was, Lashonu that you're not Dan Shnayim B'Mechel, you have separate cases. But when you have one case, what would be an example like Noyef and Neyefes, then you could be Dan B'Mechel. Which means that at this point in the Rav Chisda, at this point in the Gemara, we're totally rejecting the idea of two different types of Misa making a difference. And we're now coming around to saying, all we care about is how many cases there are. And if there's one case, like Noyef and Neyefes, Rav Chisda's Mechadish, you could be Dan B'Mechel. Actually, we're from a brisa that you can't. Noif and Ephes, you cannot be Dan B'Mechot. I feel like Noif and Ephes, you can't. Says the Gemara, that's talking about Bas Koyin Ubayola. So, which means we're bringing back to life the idea of two different types of Misa. But where's that? Where do we have the notion? Where's our source for saying that when you have two different types of Misa, that I guess we're coming. We'll have to say, yeah, we'll just bring that back from the dead. First we killed it, and now we're saying, no, that's also a factor. Where does the Gemara get it from? Well, the Gemara Havamina is a factor. So the Gemara says, that Havamina is also true. Now, that's what we're doing. The Gemara Havamina goes with types of Mises. Says the Gemara, that's not what Chris was talking about. In fact, the Gemara from the Braisa. So the answer is, what you thought in the Havamina is also a factor. That there is a consideration about types of Mises, and that also will prevent you from being down being echo. Okay, good. That actually works. Yeah, that's good. Then we have to go light.
So that's within that, I was also thinking along those lines, and then that's exactly. So the Gemara's point is that it's because the whole idea of why it's about two averos is because it's for this execution, it all has the exact same fact. So it's the exact same miso.
Yeah. Okay. Could be.
So it would be the same thing. The reason why the Gemara brought it is not referring to Havamina. The Havamina was a misunderstanding.
Yeah, I.
And then also one ride to this is that if a person does two averos on one day, let's say I was over there, and I was from Kabbalah shops.
Right.
So it would basically be a lot of judge both of that, those aren't good because they're both skila. I do something for a straight bun, I do something for a skila. So I'm supposed to get the skila one, so we shouldn't just judge me for straight bun and let me die. We have to do both. That would be okay to judge both on the same day because for mice it's only one misa. Like, I was saying, that's what I was thinking too. One misa means one death.
Why is it only one misa?
Because I'm only one guy. I'm one guy. You can't be killed twice. So you can judge both of those in one case. You don't have to worry about the Eden because, like, the mice don't.
Oh, yeah, maybe that would be an akumina. That would be not community. If it's totally in the Ian, then you have to be damaged.
Right,
if it's totally in the base new ice cream, based in the Marasayan Shabbat, yeah, maybe that would be not community between the two Abundas. Okay, so let's see if I think about it. Let's put the Rambam away and let's go back to Rashi and let's see if I think about it. So Gemara says, this is where we're holding. So that seems to be flat out against Rav Chisda, because here it says that even a noyef and a noyefes, which is avera achas, is already avera achas and misa achas. So and it says in the Brisa, you're not dan b'yemechot. Most extreme case. So after Gemara, Tir Gemara Rav Chisda bebas koyin ubayalo, or bebas koyin bezoymimei zoymimeho. So the first answer is Bas Koyin Ubayala. So here's Mishadish that Bas Koyin Ubayala, even though L'chayr it's Avera Achas, it's Avera Achas because both are Avera Glishinov, but since it's Shtei Misois, so you can't be done it B'yoyim Echot. So what does Rashi have to say over here? That's problematic for other reasons. Ubayla the Hibisrafa. Aval Bayla need the Kashar Bayla Bas Israel, the Bayla Rusubiskilo. Ubayla the Subhanik said he based his sorrow, he believed Bayla, he believes Zayma Meha. That's it. Rashi just little technical things. Kilo, we have to say Bas Kain, Bayla, she's Bisrafa, he's Bechanik, so it's the same Isis. So this is what we were bothered by before. What's the difference if it's Shtei Misais? This is one of our arguments. What's the difference Shtei Misais? But at the end of the day, it's only one Avera. So Mitzad the Hipuch B'Schos, if we're going to always be measuring it by the Ma'apach B'Schos. So it's one Avera. Why should you have to be Ma'apach B'Schos? Why can't you be Ma'apach B'Schos collectively for the Nayef and the Ne'efis. This area we mentioned yesterday. If we're going to say kipshutoi, that we go case by case, how much shibuch b'schus can you do over here? So the same way by a Nayef and a Ne'efis, there's enough time to be done them both, because it's all one shibuch b'schus. You might have they're doing one avera, it's one avera, it's niyuf and niyuf, like Shabbos and Shabbos, and Zorah and Zorah. Here it's niyuf and niyuf. Doesn't even matter if we're done it together. That's not even important for Rashi. Two people mechal Shabbos, you don't need too much yom b'schus, because this is chil Shabbos, this is chil Shabbos. So you ayin collectively. So here you have a Nayef and a Ne'efis. So we could be. We could be ma'ayin them collectively. But I missed a few Rashi. I don't even know if it has to be that the Noyef and the Ephes were menarif with each other. What's the difference? Well, let's come back to that. But anyway, so Elam, but says the Bryce, so that Yitakim could do be a mechum. But says the Braisa, but if she's a Baskayan, so she's Bestreif and he's Bechenek, already not. Why not? Inside the Hippuch Beschos, Lachor, it's exactly the same thing. So we have two choices. There's no new ground over here, we've covered all this. We have two choices. We could say that Mitzad, with the Metzias, Baskayan and Bayula, you need an extra Hippuch Beschos for the Baskayan that you don't have by the Bayula. Because if you can't be between a half a Beschos, then maybe she's not a Baskayan. And then she won't be Chayav Streif. So that's like a hippuk b'schus all by itself. So maybe that needs another day. That could be. I think it's chosser in Rashi to say like that. Rashi certainly doesn't mention anything like that. You know, that should be Rashi. Rashi should spell it out. The pashtus in Rashi, Rashi's in mamish nothing. Rashi gives me technical details, harusa and the suah. But as far as pshat in the Gemara, Rashi seems to think that the Gemara is self-explanatory. Of course, Baskayin Abayla, she's b'sreifa, he's b'chenek. Obviously, so we can't do it b'yamechot. The chayla poshiv shat in Rashi, from the silence of Rashi, so Rashi is just coming off of what he said before, that shtei mises is poshiv in ishne yom. The whole chiddush of Chizda was that shtei mises is poshiv that you need 2 days, two different mises. The Gemara is b'chadish before. That even two averis that are ke'ein shteisus, they're both skila, but this is a skila of Shabbos and this is a skila of avodah zarah. So that's even though they're not shteimisus, they're misa achas, but it's misa achas ke'ein shteimisus because it's a Shabbos tikka skila and this is an avodah zarah tikka skila. And Rashi said before, kol shekein shteimisus. If Avera Achas, that was Rashi before, if Misa Achas Ke'en Shtei Misos, you cannot be done together. So Rashi said before, Kol Shekein Shtei Misos. Right? We were aiming in that Rashi. What do you mean Kol Shekein? Chos Lema'ala B'lemari. All that really cares, all that really now counts over here is Avera, because you want to be Ma'apach B'schus. Who cares about types of Misos? It was Meduyik and Rashi, that is not true. The fundamental issue over here is types of Misos. And two different types of miso you cannot do by yamechod. The same kind of miso you could do by yamechod. I think there's the silence of Rashi here is leading into another raya to the basic word that I started to say yesterday. That shitas Rashi is that it's not really measured in how much shibuch b'schus you have to do, or the kol apochas is not really measured in terms of how many averis there were. It's measured in terms of types of miso. And therefore, the bedrock, the real halacha of Chizkis and Mechadish is what the Gemara initially understood, that two different kinds of misa can't be done by Yemechod. If it's one kind of misa, you could be done by Yemechod. The way the Gemara initially thought of Chizkis, really that's true. But we had a problem from Shimon B'Shem. So Moses Mechadish, that misa achas ke'en shtei misas, a Shabbos de Keskilo, and a Avodah Zarah de Keskilo, also count as two different types of skilo. Rashi and you cannot be down via mechod. And Rashi over there said, "V'kol shekein shtei misis mamish." Kol shekein, if it was literally one was skila and one was a different miso, like chenek, one was straight and one was chenek, then it certainly goes without saying that you can't be down via mechod because then it's literally shtei misis. The whole mile of shtei averis is that it becomes kein shtei misis. But shtei misis mamish, of course you can't be down via mechod. That's the paradigmatic halacha. So now the Gemara says. So now the Gemara says to the Gemara. What about Noyef in the office? Says the Gemara. Tikum Rav Chisda b'Baskayin Abayla. Baskin of Boilus. So Rashi explains that she's Beshefa and he's only Bechenik. That Rashi's Marach at that. But why that makes a difference? Rashi doesn't say anything. Because it's Pasha that it makes a difference. That's the Kolshkin that Rashi said before. That if you have two different Mises, that's a Kolshkin that you can't be down to your Mechel. Here it's two different Mises. I hear it happens to be Aveir Achas, so what? The whole mile of Shtei Aveiris is that it's Kain Shtei Mises. That the whole mile of having Shabbos and Avodah Zorah is that a Shabbos de Keskila is not like an Avodah Zorah de Keskila. That's the whole virtue of Shtei Aveiris. But here, if you have Shtei Mises Mamish, then who cares if it's Aveir Achas? I don't need it to be Shtei Aveiris. It's literally Shtei Mises. And the basic halacha is Shtei Mises. I think that's the pashtus. Just from the fact that Rashi doesn't say anything further, I think that's the pashtus the way Rashi read the Gemara. And if that's the case, again, it's a riot to what I said yesterday, that I think the idea here in this sugya is, even though it's hard to wrap our minds around it, is that we don't really measure it by, even though the Sharish Halach is the Hibuch Meskos, but it's the mice, it's denominated in kinds of Misa. And every kind of Misa has to have a day, and Ein Donim Shtei Misas B'Yemechad means we're not done two different types of Misa in one day. And two different types of misa means literally two different types of misa, or two different kinds of skila, that also counts as two different kinds of misa. A Shabbos tikka skila and an Avodah Zarah tikka skila.
So because Rashi and
the
Mishnah said,
Eimer Sein
Shabbos, so you have to say that the reason, according to Rashi, the reason that you say that Shtei Aveiros is Kishtei Misas is because Eimer Sein Shabbos, even though Eimer Sein Shabbos is not a requirement for literally Shtei Misas to be Eidan B'Yumach. Meaning you have
Baskoin. I don't know. The truth is I don't know what to do with Ein Raya Sein Shabbos. You're saying that since two Aveiros is Ein Raya Sein Shabbos, it makes it two different kinds of
because
schema.
Because they're two different
Hebrew.
You would have to do two different processes.
I don't know. Maybe, but then we're taking away the Ein Raya Sein Shabbos from the Shoresh Hadin that you need Yishnei Yomim,
which is because that's what Rashi says. He says, "Alomad v'rotu v'chus v'cholchar v'charok l'vagish v'ayisul misa zol ul misa zol." Meaning the din of yitzilo edo for each misa separately. But the Gemara mefarish the shtei beres ka'amar the ein raya sein shavos. That it's talking about shtei averos.
So shtei averos, you have to be mahapet v'chus separately. That's what makes it that it's a different. I don't know. Maybe. I want to leave that Rashi to meanwhile. Maybe you're right, but I want to leave it meanwhile. I'm not going to deal with it. I just want to let the pieces fall, and then maybe we'll go back and think about it. Maybe we're going to have to say what you're saying. I don't know. Because I don't want to commit myself to it for reasons that will be apparent in a minute. I want to get to the end to Baskin of Zayim Meizim Mes. So just bear with me, and I don't want to go too long. So that's the case of Baskin Uboil. I think that's the Havon over here that we have there. But it's not some issue Bas Koyin. None of the Rishonim say that the issue Bas Koyin of Boil is, maybe it's not a Bas Koyin. It's Shtei Mises. That's the passing word. The issue is that it's Shtei Mises. Then there was another case. Bas Koyin, the Zayim Mei Zayim Mei. So this is also supposed to be a case where it's Shtei Mises. She's b'seifa because she's a baskayin, and the zaymimin are bechenek because it's a special lach of lach lelachay. So the zaymimin are bechenek, and so therefore it's like baskayin u'bayelu. So the implication is, had she not been a baskayin, had she been a bas Yisrael, then she would be bechenek, and the zaymimin would be bechenek. Then it would hakabi be an echad. That's what Chista says. Aveir achas and misachas donim. But the brisa that says that. That Noyif and Ne'efes were done separately, it means not just literally the Noyif and the Ne'efes, but also the Ne'efes and anybody who has the din of the Noyif. To wit, the Zaymimei Zaymimei. So the Zaymimei Zaymimei who have the din of the Baal, even if there is no Baal over here, the Zaymimei Zaymimei who have the din of the Baal, such a Suffolk and Tysus and Makkas. I don't want to get into that right now, but Tysus, Suffolk and Makkas, if there's no Baal, do you still say Lotha Valay Lachosa? I mean, there must have been a boil, obviously, but there's no boil that we're being done. Boil died or something, or he's not here. We're being done only the Nivellas, the Neyefes. So she's Besreifa. And now you have Adam Zaymin. So they were only trying to kill her, they weren't trying to kill him. There is no him. So do you still say, and they get Chenek? Or do you say, no, they only get Chenek when there was actually a boil, who they were trying to Mechayev Chenek. But when there was no boil, and they were trying to Mechayev Chenek, then they get Besreifa. This Gemara may bear the way that we should have learned this Gemara may bear on that issue, but I'm not talking about that right now. I don't know if we'll talk about that at all, but just to know that's an issue, and you have to work it out and how the Shitas Rishonim might bear on that. But let's not get distracted with that. So our kaponim, it says over here in the Gemara, you have Baskoyim, v'zoyim v'zoyim v'meho, that's the case of Noyif and Eifes. And the Bais is telling me, had she been a Bas Yisrael, it would be Aver Achas and Misa Achas. But now that she's a Bas Koyen, so it's Shtei Misas and you're not Dan B'Yamecha. But that's the Afilu Noyif and Eifes. So the Rishonim is, the Ram and the Ben Yoyma, they say, what are you talking about? And if she would be a Bas Yisrael, then you could be Dan B'Yamecha, because it's Aver Achas and Misa Achas. Why is it Aver Achas and Misa Achas? It's Shtei Averis. Why is she getting killed? Why are the Zoymim getting killed? For being Edom Zoymim. So even if it's Bas, even Bas Yisrael is Zoymim, it shouldn't be B'yayim Echot, because even though it's Misachas, but it's Shtei Averis. So what's this Bas Koyin with Zoymim? Forget Bas Koyin with Zoymim. Bas Yisrael with Zoymim is also in Don of B'yayim Echot. So Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ran and Rabbeinu Yoina also say that Nechiyami Sircha the Lishna Nachar. It's not Dafka. Since everywhere else in Shas, Baskoyin or Boyle always comes together, Baskoyin Zayim Zayim Mel. So that's what I'm always used to saying, or maybe it's like a misprint or something. But it's really only Baskoyin or Boyle. You can excise Baskoyin Zayim Zayim Mel. That doesn't belong over here because she could be a Baskoyin Shol. It would also be in Donav Yemel. That would be Shteya Veres. I don't think it'll be chiddush. That'll be mamash teyaneis. So it's only it's the Rashi the mashna mashma that way. Rashi not mashma. It's a sichel lishna. Rashi is marach to explain. The din of bas kain yuzayim meizayim mel doesn't say a word about it being a sichel lishna. That really belong. So chora and Rashi it's shver the rishayim is kasha. Why only bas kain yuzayim? It's shtei averis. Why is this case of shtei misus? It's mashma in the Gemara. This is the case of aver achas of shtei misus. Why is it a very achas for shteim? It's shteya theirs. In Bas Yisrael should be the same. So the Ran brings the Yeshayim, says, wants to be Mekayim the Gemar, Shatim the Gemar. Maybe they have a Rabbeinu Yain. Not the Ran, the Rabbeinu Yain. Rabbeinu Yain brings. Ran also to see. Are you there? Commander Omar, the shiny Adim Zaimimim, the Mimela Dinum Nifsok, Kidin Hanidin al PM, the Akol Bidin Echod. Afa Bishesh Habidin, Bidin has almost Shainim, Nasim Zaimim, Machi Gomradin, the Ashizumakulum, the Esh Oidinimacher. What's the Kidami saying? Somebody tell me, what's the Kidami saying? I mean, I know what he's trying to accomplish. The work that he's trying to do is that by Bas Yisrael v'zaymim e'zaymim e'ho, you could be dan b'yemecha. You could be dan b'yemecha. Even though shtei averis, this is loisinov, and this is loisana. Nonetheless, Bas Yisrael v'zaymim e'zaymim e'ho, you could be dan b'yemecha. Only Bas Koyinachas is shtei misus. But Bas Yisrael, the main focus here is on the Bas Yisrael. The Ran, Rabbeinu Yehuda himself, who agrees with the Ran, doesn't like this Yeshayimim, they hold that Bas Yisrael v'zayimim v'zayimim is shtei averis, not done together. But the Yeshayimim wants in the Chadash that a Bas Yisrael v'zayimim v'zayimim has the status of Avera Achas v'nyaneinu. Maybe that's the wrong, I'm not sure that's the right words to use. But Bas Koyim v'zayimim v'zayimim meho, you could be done v'yayim echod, because, he says, because by Zaymimim, Mimela dinam nifsuk kedin hanidin al piyem v'hakel b'din echad. Even though there are many halachas that are different. What is he saying?
It's another act of
the mimela dinam nifsuk. Why is it? Why am I not being dan the edim zaynim? What's the mimela? Mimela dinam nifsuk kedin haninu. What's the mimela? You don't have to have it entire.
It's very similar to the Rambam's Torah, because whether or not she doesn't say technical issue, the background one is the same. The Torah is very similar. There's an issue which is being judged. When you judge the issue, if you judge a copy the girl, and once you judge the issue, then there is no separate Torah about the edim.
Shiny Adam Zayman, to me mele dinom nifsuk, kitin anidin al piyam, va hakel bedin echot.
It's
not a separate thing to her. So you're saying like this. Just hold on. He's saying that the Edom Zoymimim, the chiyuv of the Edom Zoymimim, the din on the Edom Zoymimim is automatically entails the din on the person whom they wanted to be mazed, whom they wanted to kill, and therefore it's not a separate entire. It's like part of the original entire. So I don't see something wrong in the cheshbon over here. What's the case? You had the isha. Well, you were talking about a Bas Yisrael, so we'll call her just a night. Doesn't matter if she's an Isha. We have a Noyev. We have the Bas Yisrael. And then we have Adin, the original Adin, who were made on her. Then we have. They want to kill her. Then we had the Mizimim. I need some kind of diagram of it. We have the Da'edim, they want to kill her. Then we have the Mizimim, who want to kill the Da'edim and save her. And now we have another Dintara on the Zaymim, called the Zaymim Zaynimim, who are going to kill the Mizimim, and they are going to wind up killing her. So, if I understand you correctly, what the Hashem is saying is that when we're mechayev the zaymim mezaymimim, so that's one din Torah. But when we're mechayev the mezimim, because the person when we're talking about zaymim mezaymimim, it's a little bit misleading. When we're talking about the zaymim mezaymimeha, we're talking about these people. These people are being nidain. The zayim zayimim come, and we are now being done based on the testimony of the zayim zayimim. But the dintara is on the mezimim. So now this dintara on the mezimim, and these are the people who are going to be chayev chenek, and the isha is going to be chayev chenek. But the Torah says the yeshayimim is two averes. Their aver is leisana. Her aver is leisina. So what's the answer of the yeshayimim? It's mimelo. So you're explaining that it means that the mezimim, when we are mechayev the mezimim, that is automatically when we've done up on the mezimim that they're rasis l'kasha zomam, that automatically is the same as being mechayev the bas yisrael. Why is that true? The Torah says rasis l'kasha zomam lasis la'ochid. The din of the mezimim is the din that they want to be mechayev the original einim. But it's not the din.
They won't be hyper, right?
It's not the din that they're actually mechayev the bas yisrael.
I think it's the Rebbe Benjamin actually says it is mechayev her is more like mechayev them. So that you did see
that. Yeah. Ikemad v'am shayne yisrael the main din is the din of din al piyam.
The main din of this sack of piyam al piyam al piyam. The main din is on.
They mimele get the din. They want. There was a chenek was supposed to go to her, which is mimele going to go to them. So what?
So we first have as and then, which is Nogeah as a raya for her, that she's guilty.
So the din tayr and then.
By deciding that she's guilty, it means that the ones who tried to save her are Hadisa.
The din tayr and then, it could be an echod. Because it is be'etzem et entire on her. Imela din ha'nifsak k'din ha'nidin al-piyam. I think it's hard to say differently. Imela din ha'nifsak al-pi their conviction.
No, the other way. Right? I mean, you could say it that way too, but I think it's not as much of a logical contingency, because the idea you could have false aid and achieve
me
innocent. But it's hard to see
the
contingency of her on
that.
It's much easier to
see the contingency
of that on
her. Since she gets as a result of the Nazimim's downfall, she gets chenek as a result of the Nazimim's downfall. The din of the Mezimim is called the Psadin Echad with the din of the Bas Yisrael.
Then the Hemshech of Rabbeinu Yehuda doesn't make sense.
We decide that they've given false testimony when they say that she's innocent.
Well, the Hemshech of Rabbeinu Yehuda is that even though the Metzias, there's a lot of things you have to think about that you never had to think about originally.
Even though there are many Pratei Dinim, but the fact, we
don't look at Pratei Dinim. What we look at is that the chiyuv of the mezimim is one chiyuv with the reinstating it's not a new Dintara. It's their Dintara is not a new Dintara. Their Dintara is connected to her Dintara. Since their Dintara is connected to her Dintara, so we could do it via now. You're right. I wanted to learn a different shot in this Yeshayahu. Well, you might be right. I wanted to learn a different shot in this Yeshayahu. I wanted to tie it back into this thesis that I've been saying. What we're interested in is the misa, not the avera. That the point of shtei averas is not shtei averas in and of itself. It's that shtei averas makes it into shtei misas. So a Shabbos de Gaskila is not an avodah zarah de Gaskila. And that what the Yeshayahu here are saying is that the chenek of the mezimim is not a different. On the face of it, it's a different chenek. She's getting a leisinah de chenek. And they're getting a leisana de kachenet, and that's like Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. This is Shabbos de Keskila, and this is an Avodah Zarah de Keskila. That's the Rishayim's kasha. So it should be shnei yomim. So why is it the anechot? Says the Rishayim, no, this is not a leisana. This is not a different chenek. This chenek is her chenek, because that's the aloch of edim zoyimim and kasha zoyim lasses laochiv. That mimela whatever misa she was going to get, or the Bas Yisrael was going to get, mimela transferred to the edim and now transfers to the mezimim. So it's Eisei HaChenek. So it can't be called Shtei Mises. The whole mile of Shtei Averis is that Shtei Averis becomes Kein Shtei Mises. So what Yeshayim is saying is, normally, what's the mile of Shtei? Why is Shtei Averis needed in Mishnei Yomim? Because it's Kein Shtei Mises, like we were saying before in Rashi. A Shabbos to Keskila is not an Avodah Zorah to Keskila. Here, Yeshayim are telling me that the chenek of the Mizimim is not a different chenek of the Bas Yisrael, but Mimela, the chenek of the Bas Yisrael transferred to the original Eidim, when we thought they were Zomim. Now that same chenek transfers to the Zomim, to the Mizimim of the Eidim, now that we're mizing them. And therefore, it's Oisei HaChenek. So it's not Ke'en Shnei Mises. That's what he's saying. Shiny Eidim Zomim, the Mimela Dinim Nifsik, Kedin HaNidim HaPim HaKol B'Din Echor. Could be what he's saying is better. In the Lashon of Yeshayim, it's maybe more less fancy. He's saying, Stamad Din Torah, the Din, Mimela Dinam Nifsik, Kedin HaNidim HaPim HaKol B'Din Echor.
I don't understand how the Mazimim could have anything to do with her actual din. As in, if two different Eidim, not the Zomim, came in and just said, like, so she says, so the first Eidim says she's Chayav. And the Mazimim say, you were with us, no, you weren't there. So then two random Eidim come in and say that she's Chayav. It doesn't make, just because this first pair of Eidim is Chayav, being Edom Zomim, it doesn't make her not Chayav. So the Mazimim and her don't really have anything to do with each other. So I don't know how we could say that.
They were Mazim the Edom and they saved her. Now it turns out that they were liars and they get killed for trying to kill the Edom. They don't get killed for trying to kill her, they were saving her. They get killed for trying to kill the Edom.
But I'm saying the Mazimim don't really have anything to do with her. As in, if you had two new Eidim, two different Eidim, not on this chart, that came in and said, after this whole chart was, after, well, excluding the Zomim Zomim, right? Just the Basra, the Eidim, and the Mazim. So it comes out that the first guy...
But their Gmar Din, as when we're Mazim them, their Gmar Din as guilty of Hazoma, will have the automatic effect. It's like it's Ruby Goldberg that when you're mazin them, automatically it's going to have the effect that
you're
Chayav.
But not the other way around.
No, of course not the other way around. But this is still true. Their Gmar Din automatically, since it reinstates the Aiden,
right,
the original Aiden, their Gmar Din automatically is Mechayev her Chanuk.
Right,
so what the Yeshayim apparently are saying is that since their Gmar Din automatically.
The way we've been saying is that they get killed because she's getting killed. That they're dead.
No, they're not getting killed because she's getting killed. They get killed because they wanted to kill the Aiden. But at the same time, their Eidus has their Gmar Din. Their original Eidus was a Zimoma to kill the Eidim. Now it turns out that they were lying. We killed them for wanting to kill the Eidim. But that Gmar Din that based in passing on them that they're Chayav Chenek. The based in by passing on them that they're Chayav Chenek is automatically reinstating the Bas Yisrael's original Chayav Chenek. So the based, never mind that Mizimim. But the Beistin, by passing it the Mizim or Chayav Chenek, are at the same time passing that she's also Chayav Chenek. Now that L'chorah should require that the Beistin do this on a different day that they originally, not the same day that they were originally Mechayav or Chenek, they wait the day. Because how can the Beistin Mechayav the Mizimim on the same day, which has the effect of being on the same day that they already passed that she's Chayav Chenek, that Shtemis is B'Anechot. That's the problem. So Yeshayim is saying that since the Beis Din's paskening on them chenek automatically reinstates the original chiyuv of chenek that Beis Din paskened earlier in the day, so therefore it's like a hemshech of that original pesach din, because they are now reinstating the original pesach din. So since it's a hemshich of the original Psak Din, so that's not called Shtei Averis, that's called Aver Achas. Unless it happens to be Shtei Mises. But if it's not Shtei Mises, then it's called a hemshich of the original Psak Din. Now, let me ask two questions. So why does it matter if it's Shreif and Chenek? I mean, it could be. I'm coming around out of thinking that Yitzchak's right, but that's the way to read the Yitzchak. Then why does it matter between this if this is Shreifa? So this is Shreifa. At the end of the day, it's still a Hemshech. The Chi of Chenek on the Mezinim is reinstating the Chi of Shreifa on the Bas Yisrael. So why isn't it? That should also be called that it's one entire. What? The Ram works with based in Chavlon, and the Yeshayim is telling Psagansi Londis that since the Chiv of the Edom, that we're based in the Chai of the Mezinim, it automatically it's a Din Echad. It's considered to be a Din Echad with the Din of the Bas Yisrael, because it Mimela it's the Chai of the Bas Yisrael. So that should be true even if she's a Bas Kain, and Mechayev for Shreifa. It's Mimela Mechayev for Shreifa. That Mimela, why doesn't it work? Why does it work only for Averachas? Why doesn't it work for why does it only work for Shtei Averis? Why doesn't it work for Shtei Mises? Yeah, according to my more fanciful Pshat Mishayim is Anakash. The whole point of the Yishayim is that this is the same Chenek as she was getting, which is carrying over and out of them, so it's not called Shtei Mises, because it's the same. But that's only if it's Chenek, not if it's Shreifa. Yeah, but the Lashon, I don't know, the Lashon may be more like that. Bikam Adom, Shai Neid, Zer, Nevmei L'dinam, Yusik, Adina, Nino, Apim, Akol, Kodin, Echol.
So last year I saw Rav Elchanan when he's explaining Edim Zomim as the Tzad to say that's Mammon. He explained it as a Yerusha. So over here, the Edim Zomim are the Bas Yisrael, the Edim are getting the Bas Yisrael's punishment, and now the Edim Zomim are being Yorish.
But that's Alderich, what I want to say.
Exactly, and I think it fits well into Rabbi Yonah, because also he explains that Ad She Yigmor Hadin. That's explaining why it's a Yerusha, because only once it's Nigmar Din, that's when you could be Yorish. If it's before Nigmar Din,
okay, you should just it's just an expression.
But
no, what I said is it certainly plugs into the right that the Chenek of Lisana is the same Chenek they want in Mechayev.
Yeah,
the
it's a Yerusha,
and that's what the Rav Yeshayim mean that it's not Shtei Mises, which is misleading. I mean, Rav Yonah says it to make them. I mean, Rav Elchanan just means okay, whatever it means. In Rishayim, he has to swear that the chiyuv of the Edom Zomim is the same misa. The misa that the Edom Zomim get is the misa they want to mechayev the other person. Yes, but I don't know. I think it looks right that the lashon of Yeshayim. I don't know that that's really true. That's really what he's saying. He should say the ikam of the shayne Edom Zomim dimimela chayovim beoisi hamisa shehoyu roisim lechayev esaisha viakol misa achas. That's what he really ought to say. He's not saying that. It sounds like he's saying it's one Gemar Din. The Gemar Din of the Mezimim is Mimela, the same Gemar Din as the Bas Yisrael. Because it Mimela reinstates the Gemar Din of the Bas Yisrael. So when they're Goymer the Din of the Mezimim, when Basin is Goymer the Din of the Mezimim, they are Mimela also, once again, being Goymer the Din of the Bas Yisrael. And since it's all one din, so that doesn't have the chisorin of ain don shnayim b'yom echad, because we're not being don shnayim b'yom echad. What's the feel? I think this has been the Yeshayim. The Yeshayim they're not saying that it's aveira achas or it's misa achas. They're doing some kind of trick. Well, it's shtei averis. That's true. It's takash shtei averis. As the Ran asked, it's takash shtei averis. The trick of what the Yeshayim are saying is it may be shtei averis, but it's not shnei yomim. It's not shtei mises b'shnei. I'm not being that shnei mises. I mean, it's not shtei mises b'yom echad, because I'm only. It's not two gemar dins that I'm doing b'yom echad. It's one gemar din, because this gemar din is mimela the ahemshich of that gemar din. Yeah, but then I'm asking, so what's the difference? She's b'shreifa. Thank you. which is the same. They're reinstating what you say. Still work to the